From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Nepal reels from Saturday's quake. Residents of Nepal's capital sought refuge out of doors Sunday night, fearing aftershocks from the earthquake that rocked much of the region a day earlier. At least 2,400 people have been killed by the quake. Cecilia Kaiser is Oxfam's director in Nepal. The United States pledged an immediate $1 million for disaster relief and activated an elite Virginia-based earthquake rescue team. Fighting raged through Yemen Sunday with jets from the Saudi-led coalition attacking Houthi-held positions near the presidential compound in the capital of Sana'a. Ground fighting erupted in the southern port city of Aden. Other fighting was in the oil-rich central Marib province. Israeli forces Sunday killed four suspected militants whom it says were caught trying to plant a bomb in the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights. Israeli military officials say they launched an airstrike on the militants near the town of Majdal Shams. Earlier Sunday, Syrian fighter jets struck a market in the town of Darkush near the Turkish border. Suspected Boko Haram militants have attacked a Niger army base on an island in Lake Chad, leaving many soldiers dead. Niger military sources say hundreds of militants riding on motorized canoes attacked the island of Karam Gah early Saturday morning. This is VOA News. Officials in Togo are counting ballots from Saturday's presidential election in a vote that is expected to see President Faure Gnassingbé remain in power. The Independent National Electoral Commission says of the country's 3.5 million eligible voters, only 53% to 55% took part in the vote. The Election Commission has 6 days from the end of voting to announce the results. Police in Burundi's capital, Bujumbura, fought Sunday with protesters demonstrating against President Pierre Nkurunziza, who is seeking a third term. The violence erupted in several parts of the capital as police fired tear gas to break up crowds and prevent them from entering the city's center. Witnesses say several people have been wounded, while dozens of others were arrested. Afghanistan President Ashraf Ghani's visit to New Delhi Monday is expected to see India reach out to the new Afghan leader. Anjana Pasricha reports. An American television network is reporting the Obama administration is considering a change in policy regarding ransom for U.S. hostages. ABC News on Sunday said families who try to negotiate a ransom for relatives held captive overseas will no longer be prosecuted on charges of dealing with terrorists. Mourners gathered Sunday to pay tribute to a 25-year-old black man who died while in police custody, an unexplained death that has brought thousands to the city's downtown to protest alleged police violence. A small line of mourners filed into a funeral home in the eastern U.S. city of Baltimore for a wake held for Freddie Gray. He died a week ago of severe spinal cord injuries. His funeral is planned for Monday. Ukraine said one of its soldiers was killed and seven wounded on Sunday. It was a new outbreak of violence between government forces and pro-Russian separatists taking place in eastern Ukraine. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.